commercial recording is that of Dr. Cosmo Lang, the late Archbishop of Canterbury. This is his second communication, and he came through after his first communication had been paid back to the Church of Fellowship for Faculty Studies at their conference in London in September 1960. And he answers, in this particular recording, he answers some questions they raised. This is recorded on the 1st of October 1960, the fifth of being Mr. S.G. Woods and Mrs. B. Green of 11 Elm Road, Worthing, Sussex, England. Medium, Mr. Leslie Flint.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir. Well? God bless you, my friends.
Hello.
Hello. Flying here.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, the various reasons why I have come on this occasion. Certainly, we should probably are aware I have been very closely linked recently with you.
Yes.
And I was at your meetings when you gathered together with the members of the Church of Fellowship. And I realized only too well the reaction that has been felt in certain quarters in regard to my talk, which you played on that occasion. I have nothing to take back. In fact, I have much more to say on this subject. I am still, as you always, I'm sure, remain most interested, most active in regard to the welfare of the church. And not only the church in England, the churches throughout the world that proclaim the teaching and the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. But there are many points that I would raise in regard to the church's work, particularly do I feel the need in the church to proclaim more fully and more detail this great truth, which is the basis of all religions, of realization, knowledge, life beyond the grave. For without it, all religions, all churches must fail in their task. We know only too well of many people who are themselves by faith Christians, believers, and they perhaps do not feel the need for the evidence which we can give, and often because the erroneous teachings in the past are inclined to look down upon what you could term today spiritualism as such. And if they do admit the possibility of communication, are inclined to think it is the work of the devil. We need to be born the realization God will and purpose in permitting communication. We want to understand, if properly understood and applied, this fact can bring all religions together in peace and tranquility. We should break down the barriers that separate men throughout the world. We should unite them in peace and brotherhood, while politicians wrangle and creeds separate. This truth when understood, when realized to its fullest possibility, to save man from destruction. Your world is in great need. That is the reason why I and others come to you, and particularly at this time, the members of the church, to plead that you shall open your ears, you shall open your eyes to universal truth, to the faith of all men. We are appalled for the condition of your world. You have suffered in your world through man's foolishness, and ignorance, and greed, and intolerance, too long. And I know that spiritual truth and the revelation that we shall bring will save you. That is nothing else but that. Until man has found spiritual wisdom through knowledge, there can be no hope for the world. And that is why I and others are still insisting that you shall find through experience that faith that is reigning in the world, and particularly in the church. This foundation, which centuries ago was given on the resurrection. For Christ said, I go to meet my Father. And there I am, ye shall be also. Did he not also turn to the thief on the cross and say, for today thou shalt be with me in paradise? Did not refer to tomorrow, or say to him, he said today, all men survive death, irrespective of what they themselves may have been by character, good or bad. And is there any man so good, or any man so vile or so low, that he shall not have the opportunity of gradual progression to the higher spheres? There is no such thing as perfection. man who survives finds there is always room for further knowledge, further experience, further development. And that is what makes eternal life. If one were to reach the apex, with nothing left to discover, nothing more to do, God should already done it. No new field to conquer, no new experience to experience. There could be no eternity. We cannot understand what eternity really means. But we must remember there is no such thing as time. Time is but an illusion in man's mind. We are timeless and ageless. We go on and on, always gaining greater knowledge through greater opportunity. And in consequence, greater service one to the other. We are in a condition of life where brotherhood truly exists. And we cast from ourselves all the foolishness of the earth. And we forget our squabbles and our pettiness and our greed and our avarice. And we endeavor to serve truly one to the other. We live in a state of change, gradual though it may be, but ultimate development towards greater heights. Your world is a training ground. You have been given bodies to inherit, but through them you might experience many things. You have been given opportunities to overcome. Many fail, indeed all fail. No man can hope to achieve all things in the brief span upon earth. Man's history proves that he does not change so very much. And why? Surely it is because he has not a true foundation. He has ignored the reality, raced through many years of experience to the wrong things. He speaks the things of the flesh and not of the spirit. There must be balance, and there is no one in your world who is balanced. All seek the things of the earth, forgetting that they are, by their very nature, eternal in themselves, and that the things they must strive for are the things which in themselves are least desired. For what do you bring here when you leave the earth? Not your wealth, not your property, not your position, not your title, but only that which you yourself have become by experience. You are no more and no less than what you have made yourself by your experiences day by day. How you have given out rather than what you should receive. For he who gives and gives is much greater. To consider those less fortunate and to sacrifice for them than to receive much yourself and raise yourself in a material sense to a height from which you must come tumbling down when death takes place. You see the follies and the foibles of your life, We see the pathetic strivings of these things, which within yourselves you know full well are distant to you, when the time shall come to depart from the world. How many people in this earthly position are happy people? How many are healthy in mind and in body, and that is this, has been dead. Those who have least have no system, this is true. Those who come to you from spirit to do this work among you are most humble in themselves. And I assure you that the more one progresses spiritually, the more one realizes that one must be most humble. When I look into your world, and I see, as I do, members of our church in high places, well-meaning and sincere though they well may be, are afraid to change. Are afraid the changes will affect their position, their power. It is an old story in the history of the world, not only the church, but in many senses. So many who start simply and sincerely seeking to do God's will among his children, as they are raised up to carry them, are they cast down spiritually. The more their knowledge and experience, they are often balanced within themselves. It has been said, by our Lord Jesus Christ, that unless you become his little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. How true that is. How true that is. For what is the kingdom of heaven but a state of mind? We are no more than what we have become by experience. You must remember, there are many who are the opinion in your world because of their high place and position. Because they are leaders of the world, that they must be firm, unwavering. Their word must be accepted. And they have shut the doors on knowledge, on truth, on revelation. That which happened 2,000 years ago is happening now. Christ said he should return. I would say to you, he has never left. There would be some who would not quite understand my remark, and some perhaps who would even consider it blasphemous. What do you mean by this remark? This statement. Simple truth is that man is spirit. That the power of spirit is such that it can make itself felt and known in many places, even at the same time, among many people. The time itself seems nothing to it. It is beyond time and space. It can explain itself in many ways. And to those who will receive the power and the love, Christ is there. Not in shape or in form, if you understand it, but in spirit and in truth. And to those who understand and accept Christ, the truth is, know him within themselves. And they can give forth the word of Christ. They can be a representative of the Holy Spirit. They can be the medium, if you like. Though it is an unpopular word among many. So many are afraid of the word medium, what it implies. Many people do not like to think that they are the instrument of somebody else. That it is something to be ashamed of. But surely, if we are truly brothers, we are all God's will, and through our service done one to the other, when our minds are open to receive, we should receive the truth and the Spirit. For Christ understood these things on earth. He is the only one who believes why. He was in his death, so far removed from the name of his time. And while today he is not really understood even among those who accept him and praise him, they do not really know. Very few really know Christ. That they do. They assume that they know him. They assume that they are doing his work among his people. And there are many people who consume the shoots. Unconsciously, no doubt. They do charitable work. They are kindly in themselves, considerate to others. They go out of their way to do many things, often to their own disadvantage. They do not necessarily know Christ. The whole point is, my friend, that you could only know Christ truly when you understand the truth of spirit and communication. Communication is a reality. But people, even those who profess to know about communication between our world and yours, often are very ignorant of the fundamental truth of it. The mind of the spirit, if I can so term it, is such that it is fluid, it flows. And those who will receive it must tune to it by their very lives and their actions. And when they are truly vessels of the Holy Spirit, then shall they stand up in the church and proclaim it, and they shall indeed be partakers of the Holy Spirit. Remember your Bible. Remember what it says, that he shall give his angels charge concerning you. Are you ever conscious of the nearness of those angels? Do you ever listen to their voice? No, you must refer here in the physical sense to voice. I refer to the spiritual consciousness you bear. Remembering that you are the receiver of inspiration of the Spirit. Then again, Father, by the gift, gift of prophecy, gift of talent, gift of healing, all these gifts are gifts of spirit. And you can go forth and heal the sick. You can see or prophesy future. But we must not confuse this when we refer to the future in the material sense. It is true that we can and do often in regard to the diseases on our side. It is a good term of healing. But it is not really necessary that I wish to speak to prophesy. Bible is full of prophesy. There's so much prophesy in the Bible. There's so much referred to that took place. Even the coming of Christ is prophesied centuries before he appeared. And then when he appeared, the vast majority of people would have none of him. They were afraid. They were more concerned with their material well-being and welfare than their safety. It was dangerous. This man was considered a political rather than a spiritual figure by many. So many people do not realize that Christ, though fundamentally as we know it, a spiritual figure, was looked upon in his day by the majority of people as a political figure, one who was dangerous. He was not crucified because of his statements in regard to what you refer to as religion, or religious outlook, teaching. He was crucified because he was a political, because he was a dangerous person. And the very people who brought about his destruction and material things were people who were afraid. They were afraid for various reasons. They were afraid that they themselves would lose by supporting him materially. They were afraid of the power of God. And they were afraid that he would undermine their own teachings and their own traditions. They were concerned with good, not with truth. The same thing applies today, even among the churches. Many people are concerned with themselves. They're not really concerned with the abundance of truth. They're afraid. War rules the world. War rules your world today, possibly more than it has ever done. The place for your world. Fear in the religious thing and the political thing. These two of them are the most dangerous and deadly things today in the world. My feelings, religious and spiritual. There is more cause to fear, to intolerance than anything else. Intolerance breeds distinction, breeds wars, breeds hatred among people and nations and religious organizations. Can anyone with honesty say that there is rage in the world today, loud, rather than among people, whether they are in churches or societies or groups or governments, There's more fear today than at any other time in man's history. The man in his ignorance and foolishness, because of fear, is doing his own destruction. And what can we do to save the world? And I say to you, there's only one way which the world can be saved itself, and that is by the realization that love overcometh all things. Those who have gone before you are concerned for you, each one. If we come back to your world, endeavoring to go down the barriers of foolishness and superstition, then we knock at your door, hoping and praying that you will open just a little to remain to Mary and save you from yourself. This is why I come back, why I speak as I do, and I'm not afraid in what I say, because I speak truth to those who listen to my voice, wherever they may be, in whatever their position, with their honest to themselves, to the thicket. But the salvation of the world is in the realization that only in love, and in the realization that death is not the end, that the earth world is but a school in which you learn your destiny, so patient for the greater outer world yet to come. And you realize that communication is a fact, that death does not destroy, when you realize that we are all brothers. Varying in degree, but nevertheless, all brothers. But it is our task, and it is God's will, that we should work together in love and in harmony. Put our souls in the background, forget self, forget pomp and ceremony, forget ritual, and sincerely open our hearts. Truth and vivid in our lives. Then shall peace come among the people of the earth. Then shall truth hold sway, and death shall be destroyed. This is our task, I think. Tell us to help you. Forget yourself and serve God, remembering that we are one in spirit. And in truth, may God be with you as I know you will. May you go forth in strength together and in darkness in service.
Oh, can I give you hold on a minute?
I'll try, child.
Oh, going with him to the other night on Thursday evening.
Yes, darling.
Well, you know there was a controversy earlier today.
There will always be controversy, unfortunately.
I mean, I know there are always stupid remarks in our opinion, but because you are, you know, you are theologically trained at Oxford, that some of your words are not correct. You mentioned the word strawberry. Yeah, and they hold on to that, which is rather silly, you know. And they want us to ask you about it.
The answer to that is simply that you just remember that all time is created artificially. You in your world, using your human natural body, vibrating the atmosphere to your own local using your own bedroom, coupled with your background meditation, create what you term your voice peculiar to yourself. What constitutes an ordinary voice? In itself, after all, is only conveying the thoughts of the individual. When I or others come and speak to you, you must remember that we are speaking via an artificially reproduced voice. In other words, we are transmitting our thoughts. That which you hear is being transmitted in a state artificially. Personally, I do not think it matters whether one's voice is identical. Personally, I doubt very much if anyone coming from the sky can identically reproduce their voice. After all, what is a voice? A reproduction of thought by sound waves. Don't forget, my friends, that we who are outside your world, no longer having the same physical body, no longer able to speak to you in a normal sense as you understand it, transmitting thought as we do. We are the power of an instrument or medium. And hardly do you expect it to reproduce identity or even remember what the sound of our voice would be like. Time does rob us many things, but what it does not rob us of is truth. For we gain greater truth and knowledge by experience. We are in a position to present truth with truth to you. Do not be affected by small things, which so often people deliberately point out to try to destroy because they are unhear and unread. After all, it does not in a sense really matter whether my voice is the voice that I had when on earth or not. In any case, my voice, like many other voices, no doubt change from age to age. My voice with my latter years of life was not like my voice when I was 20. And also, the changes word in itself here and there is a little important. It does not even matter whether it is I or it is some other self at the time, providing the message is the message of good. People confuse issues. Often things are brought up to try to destroy because they are fierce and afraid. I speak to you as I am. Remember this, but not as I was. Remember that I have changed. Thank God I have. I am proud to be able to say, pride within my nature, which did not, that I had changed. My thoughts are not the thoughts that I once had many of me. To what matters is it my voice, because I said. To those who doubt, I say, the time shall surely come when you shall believe. But it is better if you believe while you are yet on earth. For then you can do much that is good than to wait until you come here. For many are they who look back and wish that they had known truth on earth. How different their lives would have been. How different their actions. How much more could they have served their fellow man. As God in consequence. To all my friends, wherever you may be, and to all my friends, even those who do not accept or cannot accept, I say my blessings upon you. Go forward, search well, and know that I have been fasting, calmed down to devil's people. Have your mind open. Let it be seen. Let us plant the seed of love and goodwill that is long made together by peace and rejoice.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mickey.